Now let us begin our practice of anapana, mindfulness of the breath. We find ourselves seated comfortably, upright. And first of all, take a nice full breath and let out a sigh. And again, as many times as you enjoy to do so, each time letting out your breath, dropping your shoulders, letting the jaw unwind, and letting any other part of your body that may be tight start to unwind and soften more. Now close your eyes and settle into your body. Start to harness your awareness by making the simple, relaxing choice to watch your own breathing for a moment. Just enjoy the natural rhythm of the breath arising and falling away without changing it in any way. Already you might find resistance that your mind wants to think of something else. And that's okay. You just enjoy the interesting process of resistance and then choose again with every breath to bring our awareness back to our breath. Feel the movement of your rib cage and lungs. Feel the movement of any other parts of your body. Pay attention to the sensation of the breath entering through the nostrils or the lips and leaving. Feeling the temperature. Feeling any other sensation as the air passes across your skin. Feel your eyeballs darken behind the closed lids. Go inwards. Breath is a magical part of ourselves. It's a mysterious thing. It's unexplainable where it comes from or how it works. But one thing we know is it keeps us alive. And by having awareness on our own breathing, we're as close to our center, to our own aliveness as possible. The breath bridges the conscious world, our voluntary life, and all of our unconscious, involuntary processes. So we can choose to breathe in one way or another, or if we leave it alone, we just keep breathing. Breath happens by itself unconsciously. And by putting attention on our breathing, we span the conscious and unconscious worlds inside ourselves. Without doing anything, without trying, just being aware of our breath, we'll notice the rhythm stabilize, perhaps slow down, perhaps become a little more shallow. And as this happens, our heart rate drops and our blood pressure drops, our endocrine system balances all our hormone levels. We go into a state of deeper rest. The wonderful thing is we don't have to do anything. There's no trying. There's no effort. Nothing to expend at all. Simply to be present choosing again and choosing again to keep watching your breath. When feelings in the body arise, at first don't react, just notice them, keep watching your breath, and enjoy the sensations, whatever they may be, as they change. They may feel stronger, they may disappear, they always change, so long as you keep breathing. By not reacting, by becoming an observer, witness to yourself, none of your sensations or thoughts sow seeds for any suffering. They are what they are, and you let them travel along as they change. Now we're going to have an intense love affair with ourselves as we begin to watch our breath more closely. If you would please, gently turn your awareness more towards exhalations. Notice all the feelings, emotions, even ideas that come from watching your out-breath. Breathing out can feel scary. It can take courage to let the breath go completely. We tend to hold our breath when we're worried or anxious, when we're trying, and all this does is constrict our energy and block our flow of life. Eventually it hurts us. So whenever you may notice that you're holding your breath, consciously let it go and let the new breath replace it. So it can feel scary or difficult to let the breath out, or it can be a delicious experience every time you release another breath, just watching tension dissipate, feeling yourself inside softening more, becoming quieter, more centered, more still. Letting go as your breath leaves you. Relinquishing, surrendering. Now, to help ourselves go deeper into this calm, yummy, delicious state of meditation, while we watch our breathing, and particularly our out-breath, please now count the next 7 out-breaths consecutively. If you lose count, don't worry, just go back to 0. And if you complete these next 7, start again, and again, and again, counting groups of 7 out-breaths without hurrying, without trying. And just watch what happens within your awareness. This very simple technique of counting your out-breaths brings us into deeper and deeper states of relaxation. It's entirely normal that the breathing becomes slower and calmer, perhaps even seeming to stop sometimes. But never panic, never fear, just watch it arise again as everything changes. And counting your out-breaths is a wonderful friend at any time that you may find being present, being still, a challenge. Simply count the breath again, and that will always bring us back to our center. The number of breaths we count out is arbitrary. 7 is a convenient length of time to stay focused, but it could be 39 or 5 or any other number. So having really dived deeply into the experience of exhaling, let's now gently turn our awareness towards the experience of inhaling. Feel the emotions and the sensations that arise associated with inspiration. For breathing in is literally inspiring yourself with spirit, welcoming life into you. The amount that you're willing to breathe is the amount of life you're willing to receive. There is nothing closer to being alive than breathing in. And yet, inhaling can also feel scary. We can resist it. And it takes courage sometimes to draw a fresh new breath. And other times it's a pleasure, like drinking delicious fresh air. Whatever the experience is for you this time, right now, just notice it. Let it be whatever it is, and keep taking more breaths. Whereas inhaling is more closely associated with living, and exhaling more closely associated with dying, of relinquishing attachments, of letting go. There is also a pause, a space between dying and living and dying again, a space that has been called the void or emptiness. It associates us with no mind, with stillness. So next, let us gently turn our awareness towards that natural pause between the breaths in and out. And watch as you finish inhaling, there's a moment of absorption before the breath wants by itself to leave your body. And having released the breath, there's a moment of pause again before the new breath just arrives by itself and enters you again. So without trying, place awareness and attention on these gaps, these pauses, and go deeply into the experience of the still no mind. If you feel your head dropping or your body straining, perhaps you can allow your breastbone or sternum to rise and the skin on the back of your shoulder blades to slowly drop. And this movement of lifting the sternum, dropping the back of your shoulder blades gently, can often bring our upper body back into alignment. And then we may rock slowly on our sit bones to find the place of balance that feels most effortless. With the head like a helium balloon at the top of the spine, lifting. And all the while the breath effortlessly flowing and changing. Every breath is unique and interesting, different from all other breaths that ever have been. And now we've looked closely at all aspects of the rhythm of breath. Open your awareness further to holding equally all parts of this breathing rhythm in your awareness. And sometimes you have a sensation of sinking, like an elevator dropping. And take a breath, let the fear go, and sink deeper. Now that you're a witness, calmly observing yourself, you are no longer breathing actively. It's almost as if you're being breathed by life. Life breathes through you. And your consciousness, your awareness, is a passenger, led by a thread through the story of your life's experience. And if you observe resistance in your mind in the form of pains or boredom or restlessness or any other things, make the choice once more to bring your awareness to your breathing without trying, just like focusing a searchlight and placing consciousness on yourself, on your breath. And notice in this state, if you experience a sense of joy or bliss, contentment, as if everything is right with the world. Everything inside is reflected outside. And if you experience this contentment or bliss, remember it. Remember it is always here inside ourselves, underneath the surface of clutter. When we return to our quiet center, we always experience our inherent joy. In fact, this bliss is our true nature. And it's the easiest thing in the world to find it again simply by breathing. Let yourself go deeper. Feel yourself sinking, feel your body melting. Imagine that your physical body evaporates, slowly upwards from your toes, disappearing, leaving nothing but mind and breath. Everything you ever have or ever will experience originates from this mind, this consciousness. So finding equilibrium, poise, calm and peace inside yourself sows the seed for experiences externally of the same qualities. Conversely, all the sufferings or pains you may have ever experienced have also originated from thinking, from mind. And so, by choosing to observe ourselves and discover through practice the familiarity of stillness and balance, we slowly reduce the seeds, the sowing of any future suffering. And ultimately, this practice, simple as it is, can profoundly remove from our experience all pain, all dissatisfaction. And now, only if you're ready, take as long as you like to slowly return to the outside world again by opening the eyes very slowly, gazing down. And once your eyes are open, continuing to watch each breath. finally, with eyes open, witnessing the external world, we finish our practice. Thank you.